In this tutorial, we will review how to create a new progress note from the Chart Central screen. Please keep in mind that your on-site trainer will go into much greater detail on all aspects of completing a progress note. The Chart Central screen will display all of the patients that have an The Chart Central screen will display all of the patients that have an appointment scheduled in your office on a given day. At the Chart Central screen, the note field will display a general reason for the patient's visit. At the Chart Central screen, the note field will display a general reason for the patient's visit. From this screen, you can create a new progress note for any patient by clicking the plus sign on the right side of that patient's appointment. A three-tiered screen will appear with the top section labeled Follow-ups. This section will hold a listing of previously created progress notes in this patient's account. You can click on any progress notes that are listed here to create a follow-up visit. The middle section of the screen is a listing of your problem templates. Based on the reason for the patient's visit, you can choose an appropriate template that will pull into the note as a starting point. The bottom section of the screen is an area that can be configured to hold certain documents that you commonly create. You can select the problem templates one of two ways. By simply clicking over the template, the text will highlight in blue, at which point you can click the Done button. To open the progress note. If necessary, you can also select multiple problem templates that will be merged together when the progress note is created. The lightning bolt icon allows you to bypass pressing the Done button by instantly selecting the corresponding template. The lightning bolt icon allows you to bypass pressing the Done button by instantly selecting the corresponding template. At the progress note itself, the first thing you may notice is the different colored diamonds. The blue diamonds are questions that are pre-answered in your template. Typically, these are items that are very common with a particular problem. The blue diamonds are questions that are pre-answered in your template. Typically, these are items that are very common with a particular problem. The red diamonds indicate an unanswered question that would be answered during the time of the appointment. When a red diamond is clicked on, the selection screen will appear where you can choose an answer from a group of different options. When an answer is selected, it will be highlighted in blue, and when the OK button is pressed, you will notice that the diamond color. If necessary, a blue diamond's answer is able to be changed at any time in the progress note. Simply clicking on that diamond will again prompt the selection screen. When you select an answer using the lightning bolt icon, not only does it bypass clicking the OK button, but it will immediately forward you to the next unanswered question. When you select an answer using the lightning bolt icon, not only does it bypass clicking the OK button, but it will immediately forward you to the next unanswered question. A combination component not only allows you to choose from a group of options, but it allows you to designate an item as a positive or negative answer. A combination component not only allows you to choose from a group of options, but it allows you to designate an A combination component not only allows you to choose from a group of options, but it allows you to designate the item as a positive or negative answer. By clicking once over the item, your selection will be highlighted in blue, indicating a positive answer. By clicking once over the item, your selection will be highlighted in blue, indicating a positive answer. If you double-click on an answer, it will highlight in red to indicate the negative. Clicking either the red or blue lightning bolt icon will answer the question with its respective statement and will bypass the OK button. Scrolling. In the progress note, the patient's current medications list and known allergies will display. The patient history buttons will pull in all current information from the history document stored separately in the chart. This information is updatable at the progress note, and if revisions are made, they will automatically be written back to the history document. Any vitals taken on the day of the appointment will automatically pull into the progress note. For the review of systems and exam sections, you can add or remove branches directly from the progress note by clicking over the link and selecting or deselecting the branches. Clicking on the systems link will prompt a pop-up to appear where additional components that were not defaulted at the template level are available. The components colored in green or purple are present in the progress note. Whereas the items in blue are not located in the note. You will notice that bullets are located at the right of some of these components. The bullets indicate that the component counts towards the E&M guidelines. The bullet indicates that that component counts towards the E&M guidelines. You can scroll through the progress note using the standard. Vertical scroll bar, or to instantly move to a specific area, selected on the quick scroll list. At the plan section of the note, you can configure this to have one plan for all the diagnosis codes, or one plan for each individual diagnosis code. Click the diagnosis selection button, and a screen will appear where in the top right corner, any previous diagnosis codes will be documented. You can select from the list of previous diagnosis codes, or you can search for a new code. In the search box at the bottom of the screen, you can enter either a description of the diagnosis or the diagnosis code itself. In the search box at the bottom of the screen, you can enter either a description of the diagnosis or the diagnosis code itself. When the correct code is chosen, it will appear in the selected diagnosis field. Click the OK button to add it to the progress note. When the plan is created, you can use any of the buttons to generate the plan line for the diagnosis. Any options chosen here will automatically attach the diagnosis code to it. Another feature that can be configured per diagnosis code is plan packages. With a plan package, certain items, such as prescriptions and lab orders, may be created or the option to create them will appear when that code is used. To the right of the diagnosis selection is the CPT selection button. The CPT selection screen is very similar to the diagnosis selection, where you can search for the corresponding CPT codes. When all of the information has been entered into the note, click the Close and Sign button. This will automatically remove any unanswered questions, sign the note, and close it. Back at the Chart Central screen, you will notice the patient now has a green feather at the right of their appointment. This indicates that the progress note has been closed and signed. A red feather indicates that the progress note has been created and it is open, but unsigned. This concludes the progress note overview video tutorial.